Thank you, John. Thank you, everyone. It's lovely to see you all. What an amazing start we had. I will sing you praises. That was the last song. Thanking God, He adopted us in His family. So on that note, would you like to turn to your left, to your right, back and forth, and just say to the person next to you, God bless you for being here. Jesus is with us this morning. Wave to someone you haven't seen in a long time. Welcome back from your holidays. It's amazing to be family together. Amen. And today's message, in a way, carries on from last Sunday's message from Chris, which was about, do you remember what was about, those of you who are here? It was about our heart. Yes, it was about our heart, how God looks into our heart and how He wants us to have our hearts dedicated to Him. So today we'll continue along the same path and we will focus on another part of our inner life. And this is the power of our thoughts. You know, the thoughts can lift you up or drag you down. And the thoughts we're having can shape our Christian walk. And I know I touched on this subject and this topic a few years back, as I remember. So this is like a part two and a recap as well, because it's always good to remember God's teachings for our lives. It's always good to remember, even if we heard them before. And, you know, we look around in this world, it's so sad to see that the humankind have not learned the lessons from the past, you know, from the Second and First World War. We can still, wars are still happening across the globe, front lines fighting even as we speak. But there is another battle happening much closer to home. And it's not fought with weapons or armies. It is fought in the mind and the soul of every person. It is the battle of the mind. Apostle Paul captured this battle so well in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. He says, "For though we live in the world, as we all do, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." This is so well describing the battle for our mind, the battle in our mind. And you know, the evil one may build strongholds in our minds, something perhaps that happened in the past to us. And the evil one keeps reminding us, we are worthless. You don't deserve this. You could never make it. You know, you're a victim, and so on. Whatever there may be in our minds, sometimes some thoughts are like a stronghold. Maybe sinful thoughts that we keep going back to every now and again. Someone may have said something to you that you just can't get rid of it in your mind. That's a stronghold from the evil one in our mind. And you see, the world around us is becoming more and more negative. You know, hate speech, bad comments on Facebook and social media platforms and all that. It's all so negative. And you know, even in our lives, and I confessed last time, and I'm still with Spurgeon's closure, that some thoughts that keep coming in my mind, you know. Oh, you can't finish it. Or maybe some things when I study, you're too old to study, going back to school, you know. So all these thoughts are playing in our minds, all the negative worries and things that are happening in our life. But the Bible speaks about the power of the mind, and it's so important for our Christian lives. In Proverbs chapter 4, 23, and I think this was read last Sunday, "Above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it." And it's good to understand that when the Bible speaks about the heart, very often, actually majority of cases, is about the mind. It's about our thinking. It's not just this organ that pumps blood. It's about our thinking, the control center of our life. That is the mind. And even our Lord Jesus Christ, he described so profoundly what's happening in someone's life. He says in Mark chapter 7, verse 15, 23, what defiles a person, in other words, what makes us impure, is not what goes into the body, like food or drink, but what comes out of the heart, of the mind. Evil thoughts, pride, envy, immorality, and so on. So this is a profound teaching from our Lord Jesus Christ, saying, yes, things may happen externally, but actually what comes out from our mind, from our heart, is what makes us unclean, if you like, or makes us to produce fruits not of the Holy Spirit. And Christianity actually stands apart from other religions, where all other religions are talking about us striving to do good things and do this and do that. It's all about the external acts and deeds. But Christianity, it's about what's happening in our hearts. It's about the inner transformation that God is working in us. And it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, change begins in life in our mind. Just think of it about our faith, right? When you first became a Christian, first you understood there is a God in our mind. We realized there must be a creator. And then we saw in our hearts that we actually can't, you know, redeem ourselves. There's nothing in us that could give us that forgiveness. So we understand in our mind through the Holy Spirit that we are sinful and we cannot save ourselves. And then we realize that we need forgiveness and redemption. And we see, we understand in our mind that Jesus Christ is the only way. And that is when the Holy Spirit enters and gives us a new heart, a new way of seeing the world, a new way of living, a new way of understanding what's happening. So we need our Lord Jesus Christ in our life. And I have an illustration now, just to keep our children and all of us a bit entertained. So it's a little bit of a competition just to make some useful points. And I know Chris last time, I can't beat that experiment, those of you who were here. I thought that was Britain's Got Talent or something. I was, remember that water experiment that Chris did. But I will try just for fun. So I've had two balloons here, big ones, as you can see. I have a volunteer, Chons. Thank you very much for volunteering. So Chons will try to blow this balloon with his own strength and forces. And I have Diana, right? Diana, we have a machine. Let's see now. Who do you think is going to be? This is just a tiny little machine, but let's see how it operates. Shall we try here? Yeah, sorry, Chons. I'm not sure. Ooh, that's powerful already. All right. So this is for you. You can put the machine down there. And when I say ready, steady, go, let's see who managed. Sorry, Chons. I'm not sure if you have a chance, but anyway. Let's give it a go, shall we? So when I say ready, steady, go, you start blowing, yeah? Make sure we stop at the right time. I'll tell you when. Right. So ready, steady, go. Go on, Jules, come. Come on. Carry on. Coach, are you feeling dizzy already? Dizzy? more. I think that's it. There. Wow, thank you. You can carry on a bit, Jules, if you can. Or that's a big one, isn't it? Sorry for doing that. Right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jones. I thought you were going to the gym, right? Can you blow this one as well? Just like the same. So I'm just going to share this with you. You can, throw it from a table to another and see what words we have on there. There you go. So that was really fast. Thank you. You see, this is an example of us trying to change our minds with our own strength. You've seen Chons? He didn't have a chance. Sorry, mate. But the machine, if we think of it, represents God and the Holy Spirit. So when it led God to influence our lives with positive blessings and positive scripture, I mean, look at this, right? Come on, share this balloon as well, and you can read some words. But the lesson carries on. So you see those balloons, they are so easy to fly around, right? Because they have some positive words and scriptures on them. Right, now I'm going to show you this balloon has negative words on it, sinful things. And look how heavy this is. I can't even lift it up. This is full of water, so let me just make sure it's not going to... Look at this. I just can't even... You see that? Dangerous. So this is our mind when it's full of darkness, when it's full of negativity. You can't even walk, you see? So now if you stop those balloons, and if I read a word from here, and then you read the word from the balloon, let's see how it makes us feel, right? If you don't like the word, you can say boo. And if you like the word, you can say yay. All right, let's try. So I'll read first. Guilty. Someone from the balloon? Victory. Woo! Horrible. Patience. Woo! Harmful. Ooh. Anyone else? A word? Kindness. Yay! Good. Ooh, rude. Boo. Friendly. Yay! So we see we can carry on for a long time. But thank you very much, everyone. Let's give us a round of applause. So the question is, what type of mind do you want to have in your life? Now, we can keep those balloons somewhere for little ones, maybe. We want to have a mind that can flow, a mind full of the words of God for our lives, a mind full of the Holy Spirit to carry us through life, not a mind full of negativity and sinful thoughts and darkness. You can't even wake up in the morning like that heavy balloon, you see. And carrying on with our lesson this morning, why our thoughts matter. Jesus is the one pointing to our heart and not just the outward events that are happening in our life. He carries on, and one of his favorite statements was, "If you have heard it said in the past, but now I'm telling you." He says there, "You have heard it said, do not murder. But I tell you, anyone who is angry with a brother or a sister will be subject to judgment." We see the shift is what we are thinking about someone. Carrying on, even a harder one. "You have heard, do not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." And it's vice versa for ladies as well. And this is not Jesus wanting to condemn us to guilt, because let's be honest, we all fail in this area every now and then. But he was showing us the real battleground. It is not external, it is internal, our thoughts, our mind. So if we want to have peace and freedom, as we've seen in those easy, soft balloons, let us work with God to take control of our mind. And don't let the evil one to control you. If someone is keep telling you bad things about you, you know, you're worthless, you're stupid, or you never change, and so on, just reject that and keep coming with the word of God in your life. You know, as an illustration, in the ancient times, if an enemy wanted to conquer a castle, a clever thing they could do is to poison the water supply. And once you poison the water supply that goes in the castle, the water was contaminated, so the people grew weak and sick, unable to defend themselves. And in the same way, if our minds are poisoned by the enemy with fear, worry, unforgiveness, doubt, prejudice, or lies, Our spiritual strength and defense is weakened. That's why in 2 Corinthians we read, take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. So today, don't let your mind be poisoned and don't let those negative thoughts to control you. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, as we've seen here, Diana, with the machine, how quickly the balloon was just flowing around. With the help of the Holy Spirit, let God fill your mind to be able to guard your mind against these negative thoughts. And as an example, I once did a presentation at work, as I'm sure this may happen to you. And I think it went really well. And I got some like 5 or so positive feedback from, you know, my colleagues saying, wow, that was amazing. I learned something new. But there was someone who made some negative comments about that. So at the end of the day, what do you think was stuck in my mind? The negative comments. Not the 5 positive encouragements, but the negative comments. Because you see, the negative news are spreading faster than the positive. Like if you look on Facebook again, on social media, what goes faster? This bad news. Something good, something about God, very rarely is shared even nowadays. So let's focus on what God is saying about you. You know, so many people are living their lives in fear of what people are saying about them. Well, this morning, let's learn to live our lives thinking what God says about you. Amen? Because your thoughts shape who you are. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, it says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. You know, as we think about us, we're not like a computer where you put an information in, you click delete, it goes in the bin, and then you empty the bin, and that's it, gone. No. Whatever we put in our minds, harmful thoughts and things that are negative, they will shape us deeply who we are. That's why it's important what we watch, what we believe, what we read, and what we think. You know, there may be things, again, reminding yourself of your past issues. It's time to let it go. Put them at the foot of the cross and let the Holy Spirit take control. You know, anxiety, addictions, they're all related to the mind. So it is very important for our peace and a fulfilled life to believing in God and following Him. Our thoughts can either build us up or can, you know, drag us down. And Jesus was saying, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. This is such a powerful verse in the scripture. I like it so much. Because there are so many lies said about you. There are so many lies you maybe are saying yourself about you. And the practical teaching for this morning, first of all, is to replace the lie with the truth. Replace the lie in your life, the toxic thought, replace it with the truth from the scripture. And it's good, like, take a moment every now and then and just do a research in your mind. Is there anything that gets you stuck somewhere in your life? Is there anything that blocks your way to following our Lord Jesus Christ? It's good sometimes to reflect. And if there is, then highlight it, that negative thought, and replace it with a blessing from the scripture. For example, you are loved and cherished, as we are promised and says in Isaiah. You are chosen a royal priesthood. Amen. You are a child of God, John chapter 1, 12. You are created in the image of God in Genesis chapter 1. Your life is now hidden with Christ, and so on, and so on, and so on. We see so many things in the Bible that can lift us up, can help us carry on when life is not kind sometimes with us. So the next practical thing we can do is to filter what you feed your mind. You know, if we put garbage in, of course there's going to be garbage out. If you constantly consume violence, lust, or negativity, that is what it will shape your heart. So let's choose daily what you let in through media, social media, through friendship, and through conversations. It is so important. Because in Romans chapter 8, 5, we have this amazing example saying, those who live according to the flesh have their minds, we see, have their mind set on what the flesh desire. But those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. So this is like a spiritual law, if you like. A mind governed by this world, by the sinful thoughts and negativity, brings us death and destruction, brings us addiction, and we are stuck in a deep hole. But the mind that it's thinking of God's blessings and the life He has prepared for us and His plans for us, that life is full of purpose, of freedom, of fulfillment. And you know, the amazing news is that with the Holy Spirit and with God, we are able to take control of our thoughts. And that is an amazing, powerful statement this morning. Another thing we do is renew your mind daily in God's Word. And we touched on this during our spiritual disciplines, as you remember, because Scripture, meditation, reading rewires our thinking. And this was known even from the Old Testament when Joshua said, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." You see, there is no real success in life outside God's blessings, outside God's kingdom. So this is a good lesson for us this morning. Fill your mind with God's words. He says in Psalm 119, verse 11, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you." You know, God's word is like an antivirus for our mind. Amen? As you need an antivirus for your computer, for the harmful emails and attacks, God's word is like an antivirus for our mind. And our Lord Jesus Christ was the best example. Do you remember when he was tempted? He didn't argue. He didn't thought with the evil one. He just quoted the Bible. So that is what we are called to do as well. And then another thing we do is to find strength in the Lord in prayer and worship. And I found this example as I was preparing this message, David in the Old Testament. You know, David, he had a good life, a bad life. He had good days and bad days. But in 1 Samuel chapter 30, this is one of the worst days that I've ever read in the Bible that someone had. So David and his men, his army, after fighting the enemies, they came back home in verse 3. And this is what they found. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. Imagine that. After a terrible few days fighting, then you go home and it's empty. Your children, your wife, gone. And if that wasn't enough, he was so distressed because the men, David's men, in verse 6 says, they were talking to stone him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. His men wanted to stone him for what happened. But in the midst of that, and every time I'm saying, "Oh, I had a bad day," let's remember David. I don't think we're going to have a worse day than David. And in the midst of that worst day, the midst of that challenge, you know what he says in verse 6? David found strength in the Lord his God. Wow. David found strength in the Lord, not a God, not one of the gods, his God. And this morning, this verse is for you. We find strength in the Lord, your God, my God. Because David knew his God. He knew who God is in his life. In, you know, he wrote lots of psalms and he, you know, poured out his heart for the Lord. Even when it was good and when it was bad, he was honest. He loved his God. And he says, for example, in Psalm 103, "Praise the Lord, my soul." He was, you know, encouraging himself. Are we encouraging ourselves? "Praise the Lord, my soul," even if you're going through this bad time. "Praise the Lord, my mind. Praise the Lord, my heart." Because he knew his God, he says, "Forget not all of his benefits. God who forgives all your sins. God who heals all your diseases. God who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. God who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like eagles." Wow. David knew his God. And that is an amazing example for us. So then, the final practical thing we need to do. And I know I mentioned this before, but I like it because it's so important. Surround yourself with godly influences, right? Walk with people who build your faith, not drain it. Amen. Yes, indeed. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. You know, people surrounding you with negativity, with bad comments, with sinful thoughts and illusions and temptations. We can't guard our mind if you constantly surround yourself with negativity. And in Hebrews chapter 10, he says, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, encouraging one another. And can I just say, this is us at Allison Baptist Church. Amen? That's why we're here. My brothers, my sisters, my friends, that's why we're here. To encourage one another, to lift each other up, to pray for each other, to forgive each other, to love each other. Amen? This is the verse for us this week, to take it in our hearts. We're not here to condemn someone. We're not here to judge anyone. We are here to provide the love of God that shapes our minds and hearts, pouring outside into others. Because when your mind is in the right place, you can bless people around you. Your husband, your wife, your friends, your family, your neighbors. When your mind is in God's hands, you can be a blessing for the people around you. So in conclusion, we have this amazing statement in Colossians chapter 1 to remember. He delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. We're no longer under the control of the sinful thoughts, of the negative thoughts. We are now transferred into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. We belong to Jesus. Amen? And there is this quote, which I mentioned again before, Samuel smiles. He says, sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, and reap a destiny. You see, what you sow in your mind today will shape your life tomorrow. So let's choose truth, hope, instead of lies and destruction. Let's choose hope and faith. And of course, we all like this scripture. So let us read together as our final scripture this morning. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. You see there, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So as you go into this week, guard your thoughts carefully. Fill your mind with God's words. Lift your heart in prayer and let the Holy Spirit lead you into His peace. Remember, you are loved, you are redeemed, and you are not fighting this battle alone, like this balloon here this morning. Christ is with you, and the one who lives in you is greater than everything that else is in the world. Amen. So go in peace and strength in the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me close with a prayer. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for delivering us from the dominion of darkness, of the negativity and sinful, Father, and just changing our place into your kingdom, into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, help us to surrender our minds to you this morning, to surrender our thoughts, and Father, to receive that cleaning from you, Father, cleaning of our minds, and cleanse us, Lord, from any negative thought this morning. Take away every lie of the enemy and renew our mind in your truth. I pray for each person here that their minds will be guarded by your peace, that their hearts will be filled with joy and our lives will be strengthened by your Spirit. May every anxious thought be replaced with trust, faith, and hope. And bless us all as we listen and as we leave this place. Help us to take the freedom you have provided in our Lord Jesus Christ. and to live with clarity in mind and love and hope. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Thank you very much.